USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died and more than 1,800 have been injured, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. Children now make up about 2.5% of the total COVID patients in American hospitals. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. It can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden ordered another 1,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan on Saturday to help in the evacuation of American personnel from the country. Taliban forces are approaching the Afghan capital of Kabul and now control about 60% of the country. In a statement, President Biden said it was time for the Afghan security forces to fight back against the Taliban for their country. But Congressman Mark Green says the way that U.S. and NATO troops are leaving the country is affecting those forces. The Tennessee Republican and Afghanistan veteran tells Fox News that those forces are choosing to walk away from a fight to the death.
And that kind of disrespect clearly makes them think, oh, the Americans don't have our back. And when you communicate that to them in this kind of fight with the Taliban surprising us all, which could potentially be an intelligence failure that we need to dig into, their capability to synchronize attacks across the whole country, their choices, lay down arms and blend in, or, you know, fight to the death, and many of these guys, unfortunately, are choosing the former.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If last month felt hotter than usual, it wasn't your imagination. Wendy King explains.
NOAA's National Center for Environmental Information issued a press release saying that July 2021 earned the distinction as the world's hottest month ever recorded. Previously, 2016 July held the record for the hottest month on record, when global temperatures were 1.65 degrees Fahrenheit above normal. This benchmark was reached again in 2019 and 2020. Given the global temperatures measured throughout 2021, NOAA said that it's very likely that 2021 will finish as the warmest year on record. On Monday, a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change followed the trend of gradually rising temperatures on a global scale that could have long-term effects. The report was called A Code Red for Humanity. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And as the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Fred move into the Gulf of Mexico, another tropical storm is formed in the eastern Caribbean Sea. Grace is expected to bring heavy rainfall to the greater and lesser Antilles, with tropical storm warnings in effect for areas like Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. The storm is expected to move towards Puerto Rico on Sunday and approach the Dominican Republic by Monday. Fred, meanwhile, is forecast to redevelop on Sunday and move inland along the northern Gulf Coast Monday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.